KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.
Hey, it's Raul Campos from KCRW, and I'm here with actress Stana Katic, star of the TV show Castle on ABC and the indie film For Lovers Only. Today we're going to talk about some tunes that have inspired her over the years as part of KCRW's guest DJ project. Stana, welcome. How are you?
Thank you. I'm great.
So you brought in some tunes, and it's supposed to be five, but you brought in all kinds of stuff today. Welcome.
Yeah, thank you. I'm always the person that is DJing spaces and moments and stuff. And so, like, I'm crazy about music. And to kind of figure out five instrumental kind of pieces that would speak everything was difficult. So I thought, okay, let me concentrate on, like, a theme. Love. Yeah, the first one that I brought in was Chariots of Fire. I think I remember the first song that I ever loved, and I was tiny, and I fell in love with this song, this Chariots. I've never seen the movie either, by the way. I know it because I've seen, like, small clips, because as, you know, as I got older, I wanted to go and find the song again and read a bit, a blurb here and there. And now I'm, like, inspired to actually go and watch the film. But I didn't know anything about the film. I was just this tiny kid who was listening to a classical music station. My parents would play, like, the classical and jazz music station. And Chariots of Fire, I remember that being, like, one of my first favorite songs ever, and just dancing around. And I think that's probably why my parents eventually put me into, like, dance class and stuff like that, because they saw this little tot kind of freaking out.
That was Vangelis with the title track from the movie score Chariots of Fire. So up next, you picked Florence and the Machine. How did you come across this track, Cosmic Love?
Cosmic Love came to me because my co-star in For Lovers Only, the indie film that we did in France, and I were kind of doing a bit of the press for the movie. And in doing that, what we did was we said, okay, let's interview each other. And let's make a CD for each other. And I made one as my character to his character, and he made one as his character to mine. And we picked 13 songs that we wanted to dedicate to each other, and we wanted to speak to each other with through our characters. And this was one of those powerful pieces that I felt spoke to how crazy she was, my character, for him, you know? And also how devastated she was that it didn't work out. And it's just another, like, powerful kind of ballad piece, you know? And then there's this beautiful touch of, like, magic in it that I thought was really intoxicating, you know, alongside this, like, powerful force that's behind Florence's voice.
KCRW.com, the guest DJ project with Stana Katic right here. And you're going to have to school me a little bit on this next tune. Talk to us about Song to the Siren.
Song to the Siren, This Mortal Coil. It's an intense piece. I think it comes from the early 90s. And I wanted to share this one, I guess, with everyone, because it speaks to the concept, at least for me, of having been open to receiving love, having approached love, and then realizing that that wasn't what it was, and having to find a way of reopening yourself to that. Even the lines, as you hear this girl sing, it's one of those kind of pieces that maybe has this almost like Celtic kind of feel to it, you know, and it sends you to a space that's really enchanting and mysterious and stuff. But in the end, it's about keeping that channel open to engaging with someone like that. And I wanted to put this one in the mix because I felt that it kind of spoke to that eternal in love. Did I dream? You dreamed about me. Were you here when I was falling? Now my foolish boat is leaning, broken off long.
That was This Mortal Coil with Song to the Siren. So next we're going to get into a track from Paolo Nutini called Candy. Now, where did you find this?
Candy came to me because I was visiting my brother in Milan in Italy, and I got really sick. And another brother of mine was like stuck taking care of me, like feeding me tea and lemon and stuff like that. And while I was there on the bed, you know, they had the TV playing, and I saw the music video to Candy for the first time. And this was like two summers ago, I guess. And it was beautiful. It became one of those songs that was like a go-to, like if I was feeling like tired or bummed or anything like that. It had a real uplifting quality to it that just put me in the right space to go and create. Darling, I'll leave your skin. I'll even wash your clothes. Just give me some candy before I go. We went to France a year later. I shared it with my co-star, and I was like, oh, this song is great. You're going to love it. Da-da-da. It was an indie film, so we had to go and kind of do a lot of things, like go and change, not in a trailer, but go back to the hotel and stuff like that, you know? So we're on our way back to the hotel, walking down this Parisian street, and I hear the song coming out of the second floor of one of those beautiful Parisian apartment buildings, and the shutters are closed but the window's wide open, you know, and we stopped and I was like, oh my gosh. And it was these two people, I guess they're just making sweet love, you know, to this song. And it was so incredible because we were sitting there talking about the project, which was about lovers getting together, you know, and this song that was a personal kind of favorite came on right above us. And it was just a nice, it was a sweet kind of memory. So this one for me is one of those personal favorites that I always enjoy playing in private moments. Oh, darling, I'll kiss your eyes and leave down on your rug. Just give me some candy after my hug. That was music from Paolo Nutini with the tune Candy. Now, you're going to have to help me with the pronunciation for this final track. Noisiem.
It's Eric Satie, incredible pianist and just gorgeous tune. But talk to us about it.
I was trained on piano. That was, you know, part of like grade school and high school and growing up and stuff. And so the sound of the piano is always something that is a real kind of like comfort food for me. And I found myself, again, in Paris, alone. So Noisiem comes from the trip to France, and it stunned me. Like, I walked into the music shop, and as I was, like, looking around at the CDs, I heard this song, and I was stilted. You know, I couldn't move. It was just, like, fantastic. And it's a beautiful, beautiful piece that I think speaks to, you know, first of all, my history with playing piano and also just classical music in general, and then just loving to soak up as much of a country and as much of those experiences as I can and take them home and kind of share them with people I love at home.
Thank you. Again, I want to thank you for coming through, and these songs were incredible. It was fantastic to meet you and have you here at KCRW.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I really think you guys are incredible, so it's neat to come here and be a guest.
For a complete track listing and to find these songs online, go to kcrw.com/guestdjproject and subscribe to the podcast through iTunes.